Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday. It's also the 15th day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today and a low of 21, and it's warming up. It's acting like it's going to be spring, I guess. Finally, so I say shoot that groundhog. He's a liar. Anywho, we will. We'll be back in just a minute, and we'll go to the Ministry of Lies, Alternate Controlled Opposition Propaganda.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over to the ultimate. Well, that was the right one. What the heck, fire? Now, what are you trying to do? How interesting. Now, if anybody, I still got those phones up here. Anybody has trouble? I checked the, we checked the broadcast last night and it was working. It was working from point A to point B, 150 fucking miles away. So if you're running, what we're running into here is what we heard about in an article a while back. I don't know if everybody remembers about these fucking servers starting to fucking, put algorithms in their fucking systems to make it so you can't come on a fucking site like this. You can go on the fucking dark web. You're paying for that fucking service. If you're not, if you can't pick this up through the fucking broadcast, I'd be getting to my goddamn server and I say, I pay for this son of a bitch. I will look at what I want to. I'm not paying you to fucking goddamn, to decide what I can look at. How about that? Anyways, go on down. And if Galen's listening, I'd be interested to know if it's coming over your, over the broadcast for you.
I can hear you on the phone, Henry.
Yeah, I wouldn't, the phone's been working fine. It's the broadcast. And yesterday it was modulating. And but Galen couldn't get it, and I'm thinking that they're starting, because they said they were going to start doing that, blocking, you know, fucking blocking the signal at the source at your own server that you pay for. on that server, you can go to the dark web, anywhere you want to fucking go, you're paying for a service. And so if there's a problem with the goddamn broadcast that you can't get it through the broadcaster, I'd get a hold of my server and say, what the hell? You think that you can censor what I fucking can see? You son of a bitches, that's not what I'm paying you for. I'm paying you for a service, and I want it, every fucking inch of it. American Airlines Boeing 777 makes emergency landing at LAX after suspected mechanical issue. Big whooping deal. It happens every other fucking day anymore, doesn't it? A Boeing, this is by Cullen McHugh, Trending Politics, a Boeing aircraft operated by American Airlines was forced to make an emergency landing at Los Angeles International Airport on Wednesday. Thankfully, nobody was injured as a result of the incident. Look at just a tiny bit more of this and go to something else. According to a local outlet, KTLA, the incident was blamed on a possible, in quotation marks, possible mechanical issue. The flight, which was headed to Los Angeles from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, safely landed at LAX on runway 25 around 8:45 p.m., a spokesman for American Airlines said. So another part fell off, another engine caught on fire. I mean, what the hell? I mean, isn't this the norm? What has become the norm? I like that 777, what the hell they call it, luxury cruise, or it's like it's a boat or something. World Economics. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, wanted to let you know you're coming in fine on my internet. And also in regards to these airplane incidents, there's one or two every day now,
yep.
And it just seems suspicious to me. I feel like they're going after freedom of movement, and they want to make it that, oh, it's not safe for you to travel, so they don't want us traveling. So, anyway,
well, I think that the quality's gone. I would be surprised. I mean, we have an article coming up where they, what the hell is the name of that joint? The one we were going to boycott for putting the, anyway, they're firing employees, they're American employees, and hiring goddamn illegals right on the spot, right in your face. And, oh, okay, that's against the law, don't you know? They tell you it's against the law, but they're doing it, yeah.
Tyson.
Tyson, that's it, thank you. But, you know, you take your car to Walmart and, you know, you have a set of tires put on it. And you go out there, I mean, I guarantee you they'll either twist your lug nuts off or they'll fucking, because they're all fucking, they're not fucking professionals at what they do. And they, or they'll over tighten them till you can't take them loose or not put them on or good enough. And you go out the, many tires rolled out through the road coming out of their shops, I can say that. What else?
Yeah, we used to take such pride in our craftsmanship.
Yep.
I remember being so proud of our quality, and now it's just in the toilet.
Yep, and I'm sure they're using, like, the bolts on the doors. They talk about using inferior materials. They're probably using, you know, number two instead of number one grade A bolt. I mean, I can just imagine the possibilities, but I don't think I'd get on one of those 747s with a pistol to my head. World Economic Forum member demands 94% fewer human feet on planet to reach Agenda 2030 goals. And you ought to see this son of a bitch. He looks like the Rosh Nishi. And you tell you what, you fucking bearded prick, I'll grab you by that brick and lay a fucking goddamn my Bowie knife across your throat, and I'll take off your head in my hand, you piece of shit. I don't give a fuck what your third world ass thinks. And I won't never give a shit. And if you want to try and do that, come here. Come into my fucking house and try to fucking kill me, you bastard. The global population must be urgently reduced by 94% because goddamn us, 94% more money we could have if we didn't have these useless eaters, these people that own this fucking planet. We've already got all, we've done extracted all the fucking goddamn riches. Now these fuckers are just in the way. You're in the fucking way and you're going to be removed. Flight climate change, according to a World Economic Forum contributor who admitted that he is dedicating his life to ensuring there will soon be less souls on the planet. Really, take a look at the, if you get a chance, go over and take a look at this prick. It's this fucking punk bitch. Like he could do any goddamn thing. You son of a bitch, you couldn't crack a fucking egg. You couldn't roll me over if I was fucking dead. And I'll sure as hell, I would grab you by that fucking beard and I'd lift it up and I'd hack your whole fucking head off with my Bowie knife, you son of a bitch. I can shave with that motherfucker. And they, I mean, there's a short little video over here and they're laughing at them. Ha, 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 yeah. Well, you're nothing, motherfucker. According to Sad Haguru, and that's looks like fucking looks like he's Sheesh Rashneesh. All the population, all the problems in the world come from the fact that there are simply too many humans, and his problem must be addressed urgently to ensure a better future for the small number of people to survive the mass depopulation. Well, you're not going to be one of them, son of a bitch. I'm thinking about instituting an award, said Guru, for all those young women who are healthy, who are capable of having a child but choose not to have one, because whether you realize it today or not, the problem is population. The problem is population when it's you. Come here, you freak. You fucking, if I seen you in the fucking walking down the street, I'd kick you over in the fucking goddamn brush just cuz. Just one look at you makes me want to do it. The World Economic Forum depopulation agenda was infiltrated the Biden administration, with Kamala Harris saying the quiet part out loud during a recent speech. Yes, the U.S. government are signed up to Schwab's depopulation agenda. Well, get your fucking asses out here and do it. You are some the mouthiest motherfuckers I've known some mouthy motherfuckers in my life. You are the mouthiest fucking nothing motherfuckers that ever existed. Come and fucking do it, Kamala Harris. Or you send some fucking buddy. See who wants to fucking die for your horse shit. I'll depopulate your fucking ass. And it shows this prick again. The global population must urgently be reduced by 94% to fight climate change. You'll be climate change, motherfucker. According to a World Economic Forum contributor who admitted that he is dedicating his life to ensuring there will soon be less souls on the planet. Well, yours will be one of them. Yours will be one of the first, you bastard. U.S. launches airstrike in Somalia, claims three al-Shabaab killed. And then, yeah, we're over there in Africa. They got fucking gold. That's why we're there. They take their fucking goddamn resources for the fucking Jews. This is the same story day after fucking day after day. It's been a whole nother fucking week of it, guys. You realize that? It's by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. U.S. Africa Command announced that it launched an airstrike in Somalia on March 10th in support of the Mogadishu-based government, making the second time the U.S. bombed the country this month. What country aren't we fucking bombing without declaration of fucking war in violation of the fucking, well, no, it ain't violated. There never was a fucking constitution, was there? You never did have no goddamn restraint against you but the Bill of Rights and the people and their guns. And it's time that we fucking exercise that restraint in a harsh, harsh way. AFRICOM said the strike hit a target in the vicinity of Ugunji, a village about 44 miles southwest of Mogadishu. The command claimed its initial assessment found there three Al-Shabaab fighters were killed and no civilians were harmed, but AFRICOM is notorious for undercounting civilian casualties in U.S. military operations in Somalia are shrouded in secrecy. Is there any fucking where that we ain't fucking over there bothering somebody? Why can't we just leave the people the fuck alone? That's what most people in this goddamn world, that's their biggest problem. They just want to be left the fuck alone by you maniacs. Sick in the head, son of a bitches. But you, goddamn, you cannot stand it. That fucker over there, I mean, you got a mountain of gold, biggest Mount Everest, but that fucker's got three more fucking shekels on top of his. Oh, goddamn, I got to outdo him. The latest strike, AFRICOM reported in Somalia, took place on March 2nd, and the command claimed it killed two al-Shabaab members. It's unclear if AFRICOM reports all U.S. airstrikes in Somalia, as the CIA could also be carrying out covert drone strikes. See, this used to be called Black Ops. Ever remember when it was Reagan and the Sandinistas and the fucking Iranians? Black Ops, and it was, well, is that there'd have to be law for it to be illegal. It is a violation of the law that these fuckers even exist, that this corporation even exists. And that'd be easily remedied if the people just get off their dead asses and fucking do it. The latest U.S. airstrike in Somalia came after journalist Nick Turse reported for The Intercept that the Pentagon was aware of fundamental flaws in its military operations in Somalia for nearly two decades, citing a 2007 study of the U.S. campaign in the Horn of Africa. The U.S. pressed ahead in Somalia without addressing glaring problems, and today there's still no end to the war in sight. What the fuck are you doing? What war for what? Wonder what you're at war for there. The U.S. military hypes the threat of al-Shabaab due to its size and al-Qaeda affiliation. Oh, we're going to bring up al-Qaeda. Dig something up. I mean, it's stinking. It's so fucking old. It's rotted. Oh, al-Qaeda. That, we'll use al-Qaeda. That's it. That'll work. Affiliation, but is widely believed the group does not have ambitions outside Somalia. Yeah, they got no fucking navy. Al-Shabaab was born out of a U.S. Ethiopian invasion. U.S.-backed Ethiopian invasion in 2006 that toppled the Islamic Courts Union, a coalition of Muslim groups who briefly held power in Mogadishu after ousting CIA-backed warlords. What are you doing over there, CIA? Get the fucking, get out of those people's fucking country and mind your own goddamn business. We can wipe them out with one fucking bomb. We don't need you. You're over there sniffing around for gold and oil. That's what you're fucking doing for your fucking Jew masters. Al-Shabaab was the radical offshoot of the Islamic Courts Union. The group's first recorded attack was in 2007, and it wasn't until 2012 that Al-Shabaab pledged loyalty to Al-Qaeda after years of fighting the U.S. and its proxies. Oh, if we, is there a fucking any place you cocksuckers aren't at? Why we sit here fucking with our own people living under the goddamn highway overpasses in the wintertime with their little kids filthy and hungry, you fucking scum. You think there's not going to be a comeuppance for this? You really imagine that in your fucking sick minds? Because I'm here to tell you there's going to be. Here's no surprise. Now, remember yesterday we were talking about free loans for the fucking illegal aliens so they can get their first home being illegal aliens. I mean, they're going to be a hearing to see if you ever were going to stay here. Well, we will already be rooted in good and deep. This will be entrenched. I mean, quit treating us like we're fucking fools. Well, some of them, there are a handful. Private home ownership at its extreme is at extreme risk in America. Wall Street apes. New reports show economists have been lying to all of us about the rate financial firms have been buying up single family homes. We're going back to Ireland here and the fucking landlords. Well, I'll tell you what they did to the fucking landlords in Ireland. We'll make it look like a goddamn picnic. They said only 18 to 23% of homes were being purchased by 2030, they would own 60%. This was a lie. In 2023, private equity firms purchased 44% of all the single family homes in America, which means death for our middle class. And that's all we told you back during Trump's campaign, didn't we? You guys are Trump. Vote Trump. You fucking morons. Now America has a lot of problems, but this should be a unifying problem that every single person who is not part of one of these private equity firms cares about, including current homeowners. Private equity firms have been buying up all the single family homes, so they shouldn't be allowed to. I mean, goddamn housing for the American nationals in this country, you shouldn't be. This ain't fucking Ireland. You want it to turn into Ireland, you'll have the equivalent of the IRA fucking blowing your fucking asses all to pieces, you motherfuckers. I mean, it's come to the point that you have to make a certain wage and be able to show it if you're an American national, while at the same time, if you're a fucking goddamn unlawfully in this country invader, you can walk in and I don't even think you have to show ID and they'll hand you the fucking money and you can have that fucking house. No taxes, no nothing. I think that means that's recolonization at its fucking ugliest. So up until very recently, we didn't actually have the numbers to say just how many homes they've been buying. And most politicians across the fucking board, Democrat, Republicans, whatever, have been saying, well, they're really only buying like 18% of single family homes. And then economists chimed in and said that if private equity firms are buying anywhere from 18 to 20% to 23% of single family homes in this country, that by 2030, they would own 60% of the homes in this America. Well, we just got the final numbers. And in 2023, private equity firms purchased 44% of all the single family homes in America, which means death to our middle class. And that's what it's been. And we warned you. Clear back when Trump was running, we fucking tried to warn you, tried to get you to put all your differences aside. Pick up that fucking Bill of Rights and read that son of a bitch and figure out how to save your fucking self, how to stand up for your fucking rights. How to put these motherfuckers out of this fucking country. These corporate fucking, man, I study a lot of history. And I like watching documentaries on history. Everything is the most central fucking thing in all of the fucking settlements of all the fucking lands is goddamn commerce. And it's not the people, you know, there's a mountain of fucking goddamn gold there for goddamn sure. But the people that, you know, they work the shovels, they work the fucking backhoes, they work the cats and the chainsaws, but they did it just for enough to fucking survive. Why these motherfuckers here, if you want to know about the destruction of this earth and who's truly to blame, look who has the big pile of fucking gold. Wouldn't that be the person? Because it didn't have to be. If you didn't have to have so much, there wouldn't have to be so much destruction in this country. If we had said, no, nobody's coming in this fucking country after the Revolutionary War, no, you're just not coming here. It belongs to us. It's going to belong to our progeny. It's a plenty for us for fucking ever. And how would we be living, people? But these motherfuckers came, and they came in waves, and they came, if they met up with resistance, they, like the Pinkertons came along, and then finally they would bring the military and shit. We should have killed them. We always outnumbered them. I'll never understand the history of this fucking country. The people they hit people one at a time. They like to hit small numbers, but there are no more small numbers, motherfuckers. When you come, you're going to get every goddamn thing we've got. But this should be unifying problem that every single person who is not part of one of these private equity firms cares about, including current homeowners. They bought 44% of all single family homes in America last year, and they are set up to purchase an even higher percentage of them this year, unless we have major reform. See, fucking, this is what it comes to. I mean, no, unless we kill those motherfuckers. You know, you're not going to be the fucking landlord, English landlords, and I'm not going to be the Irish fucking goddamn fucking slave tenant. You try it, we'll fucking wipe your fucking ass out. We need to rid of this fucking corporation anyway. It's unlawful. We have the right to remove it. We have the goddamn legal authority to remove it. All we have to do is exercise that lawful authority through the fucking second article, because they've taken our common law courts away. That's the first fucking thing they did. Otherwise, this wouldn't be happening. It's because we let it. It's because we're not stopping it. Major reform, almost all of the single-family homes in this country will be owned by these private equity firms in a very, very short amount of time. And it has this gal who gives the talk, and she's got a head on her shoulders, and it's pretty much her words that you heard there. See what else we got going here. Taiwan, let me see, make sure we didn't miss nothing. Yep. Taiwan confirms presence of U.S. special forces on island near China's coast. And when I'm telling you, these son of a bitches are running fucking scared. You can see it in them. You can see it in their eyes. And I'm telling they might. I mean, they've always, when it came down to where they were going to get their fucking asses hung and they were going to be eliminated, they've started a world war. But I don't know if they can. I don't think the people of this fucking planet will fight each other over. Everybody knows who the motherfuckers are, who's causing all the problems, and they are a small percentage. And we're not just going to go out and kill each other for because you just say you need. Well, they're attacking our country. Well, they're attacking our country's interests. No, they're attacking your fucking international corporate fucking interests, motherfucker. I will fight in this country for this fucking country against the fucking occupation of this fucking country. But I will be damned if I will fucking fight any other fucking foreign fucking. I'll tell them, come get these motherfuckers. We want rid of them anyway. Which ones do you want? Come pick them up. You fuck with us, you get to eat a fucking warhead. But you can come get these son of a bitches. We don't want them either. It's just like, you know, these goddamn refugees come in here. Every place, you know, I can't remember what it was, China last time. China told us, oh, no, you can't send them back. We won't take them. Oh, then what fuck, when we say we won't take them, what the fuck are we? Oh, you racist, you low-life son of a bitch, you. But they're your own fucking people. Oh, they're dangerous people. We took them out of our prisons and our asylums, and we sent them to you. We're taking out the trash and dumping it in the United States of America. But you know what, you fucking dink motherfucker? You will take them back. Or we'll take them there and drop them without fucking parachutes on your ass. Plain and simple. You think we can't solve fucking problems? We're Americans. You've stolen all the fucking technology that you have from us, you motherfucking pricks. And yes, you will take them back. We'll fire them at you in fucking catapults. We don't give it. There's people, the people of this country who fucking matter are the people who aren't going to take this shit, the people who will fucking fight. And I swear to God, I will catapult them right over the goddamn border. And I don't give a fuck what happens when they hit on the other side. Taiwanese Defense Minister Chu Kuo Ching confirmed on Thursday the presence of U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers in Kinmen, a group of islands that are controlled by Taiwan, but located just off the coast of mainland China. Is that somewhere near fucking San Francisco, New York, or fucking Chicago, or fucking Denver, or fucking Portland? What the fuck you mean? It's thousands of miles away over. Wait, the fuck, I got a map here. Wait, the fuck over there, and I give a fucking shit. All Taiwan is a place to make fucking shit cheaper that the American national should be making, because they're using our fucking resources and they're selling internationally and they're fucking taking our fucking wealth, just like every other motherfucker on this goddamn planet. Some parts of the Kinmen Islands are just 2.5 miles away from the mainland Chinese city of Xiamen. The presence of U.S. troops on the island was first reported by Taiwanese media last month. Well, I hope they all get fucking shot. You shouldn't be the fuck over there. You shouldn't be in somebody else's fucking land. Get the fuck out of there. I'm not going to fucking do without food so you can fucking play war around the world to get fucking fat in the fucking coffers of the fucking Zionist Jew pig shit eating motherfuckers. Chu confirmed the highly provocative deployment when asked about a new report from the U.S. outlet Sofrip. It's just all in capital letters, so it's an acronym. It's Sofrep that said U.S. Green Berets have taken up permanent positions as military advisors. And I mean, how many fucking things? Vietnam, fucking. I mean, military. We're going to advise you. And next thing you know, there's fucking Americans over there, young kids going through the meat grinder. No more! If our children are to die, they'll die on this fucking continent, killing your fucking asses, you warmongering fucking kite cock suckers. Kim and the U.S. soldiers are deployed in Penghu, a Taiwanese-controlled archipelago. About 30 miles west of Main Island, the main island of Taiwan, and 70 miles east of mainland China. The SOFREP report said that the U.S. Green Berets were stationed at the Taiwanese Americans Amphibious Command Center. The deployment was carried out under provisions in the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, which called for the U.S. to create a comprehensive training program for the Taiwanese military. You didn't ask me about it. You didn't ask the fucking people who sweat, who's back to the grindstone, is going to have to pay. You don't have our permission, motherfuckers. You don't have authority. We never granted you any, corporate motherfuckers. You are, in fact, goddamn, you are occupiers of our, unlawful occupiers of our country in violation of our fucking law. It is our duty to fucking snuff you out, your enemy combatants. Fuck you. Our children will, you, I think they would have already had them a world war going, but I think they understand the people. We're not going to go and kill each other in each other's countries. We're going to kill the motherfuckers that want us to do the killing this time. You're not going to sit back and eat caviar and sip fucking champagne while you bring in the reports and fucking work the fucking stock markets on the basis of fucking inside information on the outcomes of fucking conflict. You motherfuckers are going to be the goddamn ones in the crosshairs. This head of the snake is going to get shot off this fucking time. The new collaboration included the U.S. troops training Taiwanese forces on the Black Hornet Nano, a compact military drone. Chiu said the presence of U.S. Green Berets was a learning opportunity for Taiwanese military. I don't want to pay for this. Is there? I mean, you ask, if you could ask every fucking American, I guarantee you 90% of people say, I don't want to pay for one fucking penny of this. I don't want to pay for the genocide in fucking goddamn Palestine. I don't want to pay for the fucking phony fucking war in Ukraine where everybody's stuffing their fucking pockets. I don't give a fuck about Ukraine. I mean, goddamn, fuck this international fucking shit. We're a sovereign nation. We need to become a sovereign nation again. Tell them to take all of these fucking goddamn unlawfully fucking obtained UN fucking pacts, fucking World Economic Forum pacts, G7, G6, whatever in the fuck, and shove them up their ass. Stay out of our country or we'll kill you. We have a plenty here and we're going to find out what you've stolen and you're going to give it fucking back. Along with the fucking thieves and the fucking goddamn murderers that you're fucking harboring. If you don't give it back, we'll feed you a fucking nuclear warhead. This is the only way we come out of this fucking without fucking, I mean, they can choose. We might all be dead, but by God, you're going to be too. We'll make sure of it. We will cement your fucking asses into your underground facilities, you motherfuckers. There's no end to fucking cement. We will cement you in and then we'll drop cyanide pellets down your fucking breathing holes, you bastards. You better think about it. The U.S. has significantly increased its military diplomatic support for Taiwan in recent years, ratcheting up tensions with China. Always out there. Hey, what the fuck are you doing out of this country? Where do you work, you motherfucker? Who are you supposed to be working for, liar? Not that you are supposed to be, because there was never a fucking constitution. It's the constitution that never was. We never gave you no authority to do shit, let alone go outside this country and spend the fucking fruits of our fucking labor, the sweat from our brows, you motherfuckers. No, I don't think you're going to get a world war. You're going to get the world to fucking crush your fucking asses once and for all. And then the people can fucking take over. We will gladly hand them copies of our Bill of Rights, of the law of December 15, 1791. And so that they can be their own fucking rulers, so they don't live by another's will, so that they're not servants. But if they don't have the cojones, which they obviously don't, that's why they're fleeing into this fucking country, is because they didn't have it back where they come from. They were filthy fucking animals. Look at your fucking streets. Try to tell them, is that racist? Because I see that you fucking, now my country looks like your country did before you left. Your fucking land isn't bad. Your land has plenty of fucking resource. It's you. You fucking subhuman son of a bitch. You live in squalor. You want to live in squalor and you want us to pay for it. You want to pay for it. You want to come and take what? It's the way it's been the way all through history. Really, if you think about it, people, people get together and they build something worth having. I mean, from clear back when the first seeds were planted, you grew the food. I mean, you built your cabin, you grew the food. You made the place inhabitable. And here comes some son of a bitch who just want, they don't want to work and do it. They don't want to put the fucking sweat to the fucking project. They just want to take yours in one fucking day because they fucking outnumber you. But if you do it right, you got your goddamn walls up, you can kill every fucking one of them. Traps, every fucking thing. Kill them. It's time to fucking kill these motherfuckers. My mom used to say that in this world, there are takers and there are givers. It's time to kill the fucking takers once and for all. You're not taking anything else from us, you bastards. Last year, they deployed around 200 troops to Taiwan, marking the largest known U.S. military presence on the island since the U.S. pulled its troops out of after Washington severed diplomatic relations with Taipei in 1979. The U.S. also recently began providing Taiwan with unprecedented military aid since 1970. Well, yeah, goddamn, we got plenty. Fucking, is there somebody out there, anybody in the fucking world, except an American who wants a gun? I mean, you Americans, we don't want you to have no fucking guns. We're taking everything you got, including your fucking children. We're cutting the dicks off your little boys. We're cutting the tits off your little girls. We don't want you to have guns. That's a goddamn fact. But anybody else in the fucking world, ching, ching, it's for fucking sell. We'll fucking produce it for you so you can go kill somebody else to get the goddamn, get their goodies for the fucking Jews, right? That's the world we live in. Unprecedented military aid. Since 1979, the U.S. has always sold weapons to Taiwan, but never financed the purchase. That, when you say finance, that means you're giving them a fucking way, isn't it? Isn't that what that means? You think we're so fucking stupid we don't understand? If we're financing the purchase, we're paying the fucking defense contractor to put forth the fucking weapons or provide arms free of charge until last year. It is free of charge. That's what it's, there's no difference between financing the purchase. That's handing the money over to the goddamn people that fucking live on fucking the deaths of fucking the world. I mean, these bloodsuckers, defense contractors. You're handing the money over to them, and they're handing the weapons over to these fuckers. I think that's giving it away. That might just be me. I don't know. I'm funny that fucking way. What do we got here? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and in there if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle, we got fun and games.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. I did get one correspondence from a fellow, and I forgot to bring it up on do that next week and let you know I got it. Anyway, I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:47 Pacific time, and that was, of course, Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses coming out of the break. And, you know, I kept going down the page this morning, and here's a fucking Alex Jones pops out at me. Admin hasn't quite been completely educated on what things are, but I took the post down. And Alex, you little mother, you not little, you fat fuck. You better stay in the fucking shadows, motherfucker, and quit trying to stick your fucking nose out. Everybody knows what you are, and you will be prosecuted for the treason and sedition you have committed against the people and our fucking law. The unalienable law of December 15, 1791, your fat fucking ass will be fucking prosecuted in a common law court, and you will be taken out and put up against a fucking wall and have your fat fucking guts blown out for the treason you have committed, you son of a bitch. I needed to throw that in there. I'm sorry. That was one I was wanting to look at. Of course they do. There was one here that was I was really wanting to take a peek at. And I know it's still here because I didn't move it. Biden to deploy National Guard to begin illegal door-to-door gun confiscation in America. I think if they did deploy, it would be to fucking to go to war with the fucking American people. And if you're that fucking, if you obey that fucking order, we will kill you, every goddamn fucking ass one of you, and your fucking families, you son of a bitches. You go against us. And you using our, claiming to be a fucking American, you will die. I know probably half of you are fucking foreigners and the other half are wearing high heels, but you fucking bring it on. You come and try to take our fucking guns. Come to my house first, you motherfuckers. You know where I live. Anyway, that was, let's see here. This is Sean, that T-A-B-A-T-A-B-A-B-A-I. I mean, man. A Pentagon official has admitted that Biden regime is planning to repeal the Second Amendment. You're going to repeal the Second Amendment? You have no fucking authority to. Go ahead and write it down on a piece of paper, motherfucker, and then come on out and try and fucking enforce it. And that's when your asses are going to get laid low. That's when your asses are going to go in the fucking ground. That's where within fucking 3 months you'll be calling fucking your Chinese brethren over here with their blue fucking helmets for us to pop. We will blow it. We will kill every motherfucking one of you. You will never take our fucking guns from us, and you fucking know it. Second Amendment, listen to this. To repeal the Second Amendment and begin unconstitutional door-to-door gun confiscation in America. No, you're not. You're not even going to try it. If you did, you know what would happen if you did. You phony motherfucker. Gun door-to-door gun confiscation. Bring it fucking on. The fuck you waiting on? I'm so sick of listening to your fucking mouths. I could puke. I never heard such mouthing motherfuckers as communists and fucking capitalists in my whole fucking life. I'm gonna. We'll get to getting. Do it. And we'll see what we're gonna do about it. Amendment and begin unconstitutional door confiscation. Jason Beck, who works in total force requirements and sourcing policy for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's office, was caught in undercover video revealing that the Biden regime is planning to do during what he thought was a date with journalist James O'Keefe, who was in disguise. They're like fucking children, I swear. Using the fake name Aiden Gray during the date, Beck discussed mobilizing the National Guard to confiscate guns from millions of American homes. That's the fucking key. Millions. Bring it fucking on, motherfucker. We will wipe your ass off the planet. There won't even be a fucking greasy spot where you used to be. I think we should repeal the Second Amendment and take you first place. It ain't the Second Amendment, bitch. And it was fucking law, and it is law, and your fucking constitution never was fucking law. You have no fucking authority. You try this fucking shit, you'll get what the last fucker that tried it got. You'll get blown off this fucking continent, you son of a bitch. And then we'll take care of fucking matters. We'll get rid of your fucking corporation. We will get rid of every fucking invader in this fucking country. And then we're going to get our fucking shit back. The first things we got to do is shut down the ports. When this breaks loose, it's going to happen really fast. And we got to keep it in our minds. We don't want these fuckers getting away. I mean, I've heard Cornkey in the past say, no, we need to keep them alive to try them and make an example. No, we know who these motherfuckers are. They ain't making no goddamn bones about it. And we're not going to. We catch them. They get a goddamn 8-foot fucking pole sharpened on the end up their fucking ass, and they get impaled alive. That's what's going to happen to them. So come on down. Come on down and give it a go. Repeal the Second Amendment and take the guns all away. You fucking couldn't do... Fuck. You know how many guns there are? Beck told O'Keefe, whatever, just take them all. there's another InfoWars. These are going to start going. I'm going to start... throwing them off the site. This is how this son of a bitch gets back in there. Nobody cares what you got to say, Alex Jones, or your phony fucking goddamn corporate organization, you some fucking bastard. Go sit on your fucking gold and wait for your fucking trial. Infowars.com reports Beck went on to say, this is Glenn Beck, what a cunt, went on to say he wants a monopoly on state violence, a concept he described it as we, the government, are the only ones with guns. What did Tenchcott say about that? I was going to read it. We'll see what old Tenchcott said about it.
Well, just we have to read the whole fucking thing. I don't think, because here, see. Okay, we will read the whole thing, because see, evidently these ignorant motherfuckers have never read anything about the fucking second article and the passing of the second article and the meaning of the second article. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them are sold or being sold out to the fucking goddamn kike Jew motherfuckers may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, standing fucking army already here, and I'm not talking about the military, I'm talking about the goddamn black booted motherfucking goddamn corporate fucking mercenaries posing as police that we never gave consent to have, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. And it's about the fucking, see, they know this. I mean, no, they're not fooling no fucking body. They know that we will bitch slap them clear off this fucking goddamn continent. Are the only ones with guns. I bet you would love to be the only ones with guns. Then you wouldn't be shit in your pants right now, knowing that everything's coming apart on you. All your big fucking dreams are going to shit. You're trying to get more fucking poison out there, but everybody knows it's fucking poison. And before get turbo cancer, you're a fool if you don't go kill one of these son of a bitches before you die. If you know it's going to kill you, fuck, what the hell you got to lose? A day or two? Are the only ones with guns. Beck also expressed his desire to pack the Supreme Court and abolish the Senate to pave the way for repealing the Second Amendment. First place is not the Second Amendment, and you'll find that fucking trying to remove that second article hurts. It hurts so fucking bad you won't never want to try it again if you do try it. But you're not gonna. You know what you're up against, and you know you'll get your fucking ass whooped hard in the first fucking goddamn round, and then you send your fucking goddamn million Chinese over here, and we'll plant those motherfuckers. Our crops will grow from the goddamn fertilizer their bodies will fucking provide. We need the majority in the courts so they can't stop the legislation to ban guns. You fucking can't ban guns. You have no fucking authority. It's fucking explicitly denied in the only fucking law ever fucking ratified by elected representatives of the people, the supreme superior law of the supreme superior jurisdictional authority, the people. That is the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and we'll blow your fucking asses away. We need the majority in the court to say they can't stop legislation to ban guns. We'll fucking say it. Say it, motherfucker. Do it. Do it. I'm sick of your mouth. Do it, bitch. If I stand in the fucking goddamn street with these motherfuckers and somebody ran their mouth that much at me without taking a fucking swing, I'd drop them right in their fucking tracks. He said, Beck also called for the U.S. to have an open border. Why do we need quotas? Why not just have an open border, he asked. There's no Taliban coming in through Mexico. When has a terrorist ever come in? Oh, man, like any of this shit is real. This is a fucking fantasy. This is a false fucking reality. We know what the real reality is. It's a sheet of paper with 10 fucking articles on it. And all we have to do is just gut up and fucking stomp your fucking asses out of our country. Stomp your fucking corporation in the ground, take all its resources, nationalize all our lands and all our resources, and then after we've got our fucking country in order, then we're going to come after what you stole. And your big mountain, you Jews, you're going to fucking, your goddamn assholes are going to pucker because we're coming for it, motherfuckers. You ain't going to get to keep it. We're going to take it. We're going to take it and we're going to fucking hang your asses. Like, why do we need quotas, huh? Beck's remarks are clearly and at odds with his own government statements, including that of FBI Director Christopher Wray, who confessed on Monday that dangerous individuals were exploiting the open border to illegally. I don't really give a shit. I guarantee you Americans will be able to tell Americans from other motherfuckers. And if you can't, then you're here illegally. You're here unlawfully. You're here as invaders. And you will be fucking shot. So you better get the fucking yippity into that goddamn border and get the fuck across it. Well, of course, I think we should go clear down to Mexico City and burn the son of a bitch to the ground and then see who wants to try it next. He asked, there's no Taliban coming to Mexico. Okay, Beck's remarks are clearly at odds with his own government statements. Yeah, authoritarian, unelected bureaucrats like Beck should be nowhere near the levers of power, and he isn't. You know where the levers of power are? On my pistol, it's on the back where you pull the hammer back. That hammer, that's a lever of power. On my shotgun, it's on the and on my rifle, big bore, the bolt. And let's see, on my fucking semi-auto, it's on the goddamn bolt. But that's where the fucking handles of power, the levers of power are and will remain. You never take our fucking guns, you punk bitch. Oh, I love this. They put a little picture up here of these guys. I'll tell you what, motherfucker, I got a gun that'll blow you from right through that fucking door. Now, fuck the iron bars. Don't worry about them. It'll blow you, and then it'll blow that other son of a bitch through the fucking wall. So when you come, you better come, and you better come with everything in you, because I'm going to kill as many of you motherfuckers as I can. One for my fucking wife, one for my brother, one for my nephew, and one, well, as many as I can for my fucking people. I intend to. Make sure you write that down somewhere. Well, it's 101, people. And that was a good enough program, I suppose. And we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. And by this weekend, there will be more fucking bullshit like this that you're going to come take. Come do it. You fucking pussies. You ain't going to do nothing. At any rate, it'll be worse come Monday, and then worse by that we've done another week of it. It's Friday, and we've watched what's fucking developed. And it's going to stop when we stop it, people. Not until. We have to do it. Nobody else is going to do it. We have to do it. That it's a word from the trenches.
Have a weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!